Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. There was an interesting exchange between Denise Brown and O.J. Simpson on Fox Television yesterday. We're going to play that for you. Denise Brown, the sister of Nicole Brown, O.J. Simpson, the accused murderer of Nicole Brown. And the exchange had revolved around the Browns going on television and the Goldmans going on television and talking about what they think of the case, and that O.J. has never been on TV talking about the case, but he is going to do this lie detector test thing and perhaps, you know, raise $3 million. So I believe she was critical of that, and he called the show to say, I'm not on TV all the time like you are. We're going to bring on Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, but we're going to play for you now that exchange between Denise Brown and O.J. Simpson to give you an idea of what occurred yesterday on television.
The Ramseys went on. They passed a lie detector test. You know what happened? Nobody believes it.
Mr. Bailey.
You know, so if I'm not going to benefit, I'm not going to be some dancing monkey for you guys.
O.J., Mr. Bailey
says... You couldn't pass it to begin with. What makes you think you could pass it now?
Sign off. Simple. Sign off. Tell me I can
what makes
the money
you think you could pass it now? You murdered Nicole, and you know you did it. And, you know, I mean, you're just amazing. And
no,
me,
you,
what have you ever given me,
so
O.J.? You've never given
you
me
Nicole
a damn penny.
From you
not one
you
thing.
All her friends. You know it, and I know it.
You know
that's
what?
Nicole's
you are a pig. You are a low-life, no-good son of a gun. O.J., you know, you're pathetic.
You guys, you're
pathetic.
No, you and Fred Goldman, I never go on TV. I avoid the media as much as I can. They chase me. You guys, if it's a door opening, you guys are showing up.
O.J.
To put your faces
OJ,
on
excuse
TV
me,
so
OJ,
you can make money.
But Lee
you're
Bailey.
The only person that's benefited from this, Denise.
You never gave me
your
a penny.
Your family got
you
money
are the
you.
Only one. You and I, we didn't get along. We didn't get along because you couldn't control me. That's why
that,
we don't
I didn't get
along
because Nicole was afraid you were going to have sex with me.
Oh,
that's why
please.
We didn't get along. It was Nicole that told me to
stay please, your
away
ego
from you.
Is just really riding a little bit too high, Simpson.
There you go. And Jay Sanos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police at I Hear Radio there. Where are you, Jay?
All right, so we're at one of our substations right now.
Okay, Jay, a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which, by the way, is not an official police agency. You are a volunteer police force.
Well, we are a constitutional volunteer force that supports the police. At Citizens Auxiliary Police, we do look into some crimes, and we do assist the police in trying to gather evidence, at least in this case, high-profile case. And
all right, so you heard that exchange between Denise Brown and O.J. Simpson. What, you got any feelings on that?
I'll tell you right now, it's unfortunate you're saying, Phil. You heard Mr. Simpson, and I would say to Denise Brown, Denise, this is going to quite possibly, a murderer. This guy is a guy who is going to, could very well be a murderer. I don't know, but I think he may be, and you're going to want to have to shift your attentions away from him.
And you're saying what?
I'm saying to Denise Brown, I'm saying that you need to shift your attentions away from the O.J. Simpson, because I think the guy is going...
Well, wait a minute. Do you think that she's attracted to him? Because at the very
end... Well, you heard him say at the end, Phil.
Yeah, at the very end, he says to her that she was afraid that... Nicole was afraid that Denise was going to go to bed with O.J.
That's right.
Well, you don't believe that, do you?
Oh, I mean, come on. This is a white woman. He's a black man. You can do the math on that. White women are attracted to the perceived virility of black men.
Wait. He said to her that Nicole was afraid Denise was going to go to bed with O.J. I think O.J. said that just to make her angry, right?
No, Phil. Well, whatever. But, I mean, you may be right, but the fact is, believe me, I have made a career out of studying people and looking at body language. And, the fact of the matter is that she is white, he is black, and that's very sexually charged. And
so you think Denise Brown's attracted to O.J. Simpson?
All I'm saying, Phil, is if she is, there is a potential for violence. And
well, naturally, I mean, if the guy's a murderer...
There is a potential for violence, yeah, absolutely. They can't really relate to each other because the elevated tension might lead to violence. Black women against white women as well for dating a black man. There's violence there. White women beating up other white women for being mixed up with a black man. There's violence there. White men beating up white women for being involved with black men. There's a potential for violence there. And Denise Brown, I would say to Denise, as sexy as O.J. is, you really need to back off of him.
Yeah, but wait. You believe that Denise Brown finds O.J. Simpson sexy. She called him a pig and a dirty, low son of a gun, okay?
All right, so what did she say? She's not going to admit this, but she uses the word gun, okay, Phil? In my experience, and I don't want to shock you or anything, but you know as well as I do, that's obvious reference to a man's penis. I've been trying.
She said he's a dirty, low son of a gun.
Right. That's an obvious reference to penis, in my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm trained on looking at and interpreting body language. You hear her say, "You never gave me, OJ. You never gave me. What have you ever given me?" It sounds like the yearning of a woman. A yearning of a woman who could very much be infatuated and in love. And
if Denise Brown is
Well, you heard OJ say that Nicole was upset because she was afraid. Well, let's hear it again, Phil.
I don't want to, it sounds to me like you're putting a spin on this that's all wrong.
Let me just back up and tell you that I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I do study body language. I know people. I try to save lives. And part of my job of saving lives is to study relationships that could be tense. It's a white woman, black man, sexy, sure, it's very sexy. But you don't know. He could just take off on her. And that's what I'm trying to say.
I want to play it again anyway. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to play this again. Now, you people out there, tell me if it sounds like Denise Brown is sexually attracted to O.J. Simpson.
I'm just saying, you're not going to hear it in an obvious way. You have to be trained to see the sexual tension that's at work there.
No, I'm going to play it again just for the audience to hear it, okay? You say there's sexual tension here between Denise and...
Absolutely.
Denise Brown and O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely.
All right, here it is.
The Ramseys went on. They passed a lie detector test. You know what happened? Nobody believes it.
Mr. Bailey.
So if I'm not going to benefit, I'm not going to be some dancing monkey for you guys.
OJ, Mr. Bailey says...
How can you pass it to begin with? What makes you think you can pass it now?
Simple. Sign off.
All right, hold it right there, Phil. Now, did you hear that one? He used the term dancing monkey.
Yes.
All right, that is a sexually charged term having to do with his black man... status, she's a white woman, all that. Keep going.
Dancing monkey is...
That's a dancing monkey. His desire, her desire for him to be dancing strictly for her. Go ahead, play again.
What makes you think you could pass it now? You murdered Nicole, and you know you did it. And, you're just amazing. And
no,
me,
you
what have you what have you ever
same.
Given
you're
me,
so
O.J.?
Guilty.
You've
Everybody
never given me a damn.
What have you ever given me, O.J.? You're the longing in that woman's voice. You've not fulfilled me. You're not giving me the things I need. What have you given me? There is a longing. There is a sexual longing as well as a...
Oh, come on. She's talking about money. She's talking about what have you given me? I'm not making any money off of this.
No, you see... Again, Phil, you're not a police officer, member of Citizens Auxiliary Police like I am. I'm trained to save lives. All right, go ahead.
Penny,
from you
not
because
one
you were
thing.
All our friends. You know it, and I know it.
You know
that's
what?
Now, hold it right there. Did you hear that?
Well, some reference by O.J. to Denise that she was screwing all of Nicole's friends.
Okay, right there, he knows that Nicole may be jealous of Denise possibly screwing O.J., all right? See, I'm trained to save lives.
Yeah, I know you're trained to save lives. You're trying to tell me that Denise Brown is sexually attracted to O.J.
All I'm trying to say is, Denise, wherever you are, back off of the guy because there's a possibility of violence.
Well, no kidding, man. I mean, all right.
Just play it, Phil.
Pig, you are a low life, no good.
Why?
Son of a gun.
Hold on. Okay, did you hear the son of a gun?
Yeah, that's a penis reference.
Absolutely. That is a highly charged sexual reference. Have to do with a penis. All right, go ahead.
Oh, you're pathetic.
You guys, you're pathetic.
You are pathetic.
No, you and Fred Goldman, I never go on TV. I avoid the media as much as I can. They chase me. You guys, if it's a door opening, you guys are showing up.
OJ.
To put your faces
OJ,
on
excuse
TV
me,
so
OJ.
You can
but,
make money.
But Lee
you're
Bailey.
The only person that's benefited from this, Denise.
You never gave me
your
a penny.
Your family got
you
paid.
You are the only one.
You never gave me a penny. Once again, the yearning of a woman who feels basically unrequited love, the yearning. And the other thing is, there's a door opening, you'll show up. Meaning, if I open up my heart enough to you, you're there. Okay?
Jay, you're a volunteer police officer.
Still, I am trained. trained to understand criminal mind, and I'm also trained to understand people on how the criminal mind works. So she is obviously very much in love and is trying. And I'm trying to say to Denise, back off, because this guy may have killed someone. And could be, if you start dating him or going to bed with him, whatever it is you want to do, this guy just might try to throw a punch.
And let's not forget the fact that other white women will want to beat her up, too. You know something, Jane?
Phil, I'm sorry if you're dismissing this out of hand. You know.
No, but I mean, a lot of this stuff sounds crazy, okay? And
just please continue to play the tape so I can show you what I'm talking about.
All right, here's the rest.
We didn't get along. We didn't get along because you couldn't control me. That's why
I didn't get along because Nicole was afraid you were going to have sex with me.
Oh,
that's
please.
Why.
There it is. That's your smoking gun. You know that Denise was angry at O.J. because he was with Nicole and not her.
But that's O.J. Simpson's impression of that.
Based also on my reading of the body language and the sound of the emotions there, gun, meaning the penis, door opening, meaning his heart, Nicole's afraid you're going to have sex with me, all this stuff having to do with the butt and the lips and everything.
I didn't hear any of that.
Because you're not paying attention, is all I'm saying.
There's stuff in there having to do with the butt and the lips and...
That's correct.
All right, I will defer to... We have a little bit more here. Let me...
Get along. It was Nicole that told me to
stay away. Oh, please, your ego is just really riding a little bit too high, Simpson.
The Ramses went on. They passed the lie detector test. You know what happened? Nobody believes it.
Mr. Bailey...
You know, so if I'm not going to benefit, I'm not going to be some dancing monkey for you guys.
OJ, Mr. Bailey says...
You couldn't pass it to begin with. What makes you think you could pass it now?
Sign off. Simple. Sign off. Tell me I can
what
keep
makes
the money
you
that
think
I make
you could pass it now? You murdered Nicole, and you know you did it. And, you know, I mean, you're just amazing. And
no,
me,
you have,
what
you
have you what have you ever
same.
Given
you're
me,
so
OJ?
Guilty.
You've
Everybody
never given me.
All right, we do have to take a break here.
Phil, let me just jump in and tell you what Citizens Auxiliary Police wants to do.
Go ahead.
We really think that there's a potential for heightened violence between white men and black women, like the kind we saw in the O.J. Simpson, Nicole Brown, and possibly Denise Brown relationship. Over the next probably 48 to 72 hours, Citizens Auxiliary Police will be out and about on the west side of Los Angeles, as well as out in Pasadena's Old Town, and we will occasionally stop interracial couples that look a little tense.
And how does an interracial couple look tense?
Generally, if she does not have her hand slid down in the pocket of the back of his pants, that is relaxing. But if she doesn't, then there's tension. What we're going to try to do is distract the black man in the relationship. We generally do that by either tossing him a basketball or showing him a picture of a 40-ounce old E. And in the, while he's distracted, bouncing the ball or looking at the picture, we'll ask the young lady, does she feel she's in jeopardy? And
you're going to be doing all of this weekend out?
Yeah, out and about on the west side and in Pasadena Old Town. We're trying to save lives, Phil, especially trying to save white women's lives this weekend.
All right, Jay Sanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Hold on, stand by for a minute, Phil.
And he is at his substation. Where is the substation, Jay?
21, hold on. Yeah, 2515 Street. Yeah.
Where is your substation? Are you on the radio now?
Yeah, if you could stand by, Phil. Because we have a report, we've got a black man and a white woman. Whereabouts? Okay, we do have a black guy walking a white woman around a mall out in what we would do.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
Well, all we would do, Phil, is go over and ask them if they're tense. If they look tense, distract him long enough to see if she feels okay about it. You know, if she's safe or anything.
Distract him with what, a basketball and a bottle of Old English?
That was probably wrong of me to put it that way, but we have to use some kind of tactic, yeah.
Here is Ontario on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Well, first of all, like I said, I'm a black man. I don't drink Old English beer. And if you gave me a basketball, I'd use a slam dunk your butt to near a trash can. That was very insulting.
You dunked my rear end in it. You do what to me? Huh? What would you do?
Well, sir, you need to turn your radio down there in Ontario first, okay? Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to turn your radio down?
Okay. Somebody needs to slam dunk your butt with that basketball.
No, all I'm saying, sir, is you got an interracial couple out there. You've got to take a look at it.
No.
Find out if everything's okay.
This is the year 2000. Where is your substation? In the heart of Mississippi somewhere?
No, sir. In Mississippi, I come from California.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying is...
It's people like you who caused that rampart. You know, that's why people don't have faith in police. Auxiliary police? I don't believe you.
I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're auxiliary of the police. Whereabouts are you from? Ontario?
They need to fry your butt right now.
They have to fry me?
They need to fry you. Get you out of there right
I think they
now.
Said fire you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for your call. Really bad car phone there. Here is Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Ocala, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Roger.
I really feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I turned the radio on, and I heard a little bit about who is this guy that's talking like a total nefarious prevaricator.
No, ma'am, my name is Jay Santa. So I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, right. I can't even believe that. You are such an idiot. It's pathetic.
Ma'am, what I'm trying to say is that O.J. Simpson...
You are fixated.
He's got another woman who's attracted to him, and I'm trying to tell Denise Brown
I think
to
you
back
are
off
fixated.
The guy.
You're fixated on sex, and I think what you want... Are you a white man?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. There we go. Oh, that shows me something.
No, wait, hold on. Don't read anything bad into that. I'm just saying, of course I'm white because I just want to make sure that all the white women out there who with black men tonight, you know, they're not tense.
I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Let me ask you a question. Are you with a black man?
Do you want a black woman? Is what I want to ask you.
Do I want a what?
A black woman.
No, that's okay. I wouldn't know where to take her to get her hair done.
You are a sick individual.
I'm trying to save lives, man. We're trying to save the life of a white woman. Denise Brown is so sexually attracted to O.J. Simpson.
You're so full of...
I am.
I'm trying to use a little couth here, but...
I appreciate that, ma'am.
Wait a minute, Phil. Didn't you hear her say gun...
Oh,
son
you
of a
are
gun,
so fixated.
Son of a penis.
You know what?
You heard her say it.
I'm going to lose my cool with you.
No, wait a minute. What is your main problem?
My main problem is listening to your idiocracy. You're so fixated on sex, and I think you want a black
OJ,
woman.
OJ,
that's
Mr. Bailey.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, am I done now?
Yeah, you're done. I'm done with you.
I thought so. You couldn't handle it, honey.
Handle what? Idiocracy?
And
I hate to have you save
me from anybody, I'll tell you that.
What do you mean idiocracy? There's no such word, all right?
I just made a word. How do you like that?
Go back to that one-room schoolhouse you got there in Ocala.
Yeah, one-room schoolhouse,
take some night classes.
I don't think so.
Son of a gun.
See, son of a gun, there it is. That's the sexually charged atmosphere we're living in.
Yeah, well, you're
the
one that's sexually charged.
You sound like you're talking white people in Ebonics or something.
All right, you know.
So I don't know what she's talking about. She's
where am I calling anyway? I don't even know where this show's coming from.
What's the number you dialed?
449.
Right.
8686.
Oh, you got the wrong number.
Yeah, I think so. I'm in the Twilight Zone.
That's not our number.
449-8686.
Yeah, she's got the wrong. You dialed the wrong party.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah, well,
I don't even know
how you got on the show because you're such a freaking idiot.
Well, how do you spell idiocracy, by the way?
Okay, enough. We got it. Here is Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I can't believe you, man. I really can't. A basketball and a bottle of Old English.
But what do you care? You're white.
Hey, guy's saying right I'm white, but that doesn't matter. Why didn't you say, hey, a watermelon and a bucket of chicken, it's the same thing,
well,
man.
You know, like I'm a white
racist.
Guy. You can go fishing for a white guy if you have enough mayonnaise on a sandwich. It's all the same deal, right?
No, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What would you do, say, I'm married to a white woman. What would you say if you seen me with a black gal?
I would try to get her away from you. I would distract you with mayo.
1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos is on the line from his substation in Citizens Auxiliary Police Substation. It's your house in Hawthorne?
All right.
What do you mean at your house?
Well, you know, our substation, Phil, is located in, right now it's located in our family room.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you apprehend a suspect, where do you take him?
Generally, right now, Bill Thompson's wife and kids are down in Newport Beach on vacation, so we can use his house. And I don't understand your question.
Where do you detain your suspects?
Over at Bill Thompson's house right now.
Where?
In a bedroom, or we lock them downstairs or something.
So you put a guy in a bedroom?
You know, Phil, we're trying to save lives. And we're
Let's get back to this. You're going to be approaching interracial couples this weekend to make sure that they're okay, to make sure the white woman is okay, distracting the black guy with a picture of a 40-ounce bottle of Old English.
That's correct, Phil. I don't mean to be racial, but there are certain...
Well, the guy... Let me get this guy in Wichita back on the line. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, now you asked a good question. How would you distract a white guy from a black woman?
Well, I mean, Phil, we're not talking about...
No, how would you do that?
There are a number of techniques that we employ. You can talk to him about bowling. A white guy?
Yeah.
Talk to him about bowling. Talk to him about wingtip shoes, things like that.
Talk to him about bowling.
Right. And that will distract the white man long enough so that we can ask the black lady, is she okay? Is she safe? You know, white guys are with a black girl. We're thinking of one thing. You know? So that's what we talk about.
All right, sir?
Yeah, you just blow my mind, man. You really do.
You talking to me? I'm about saving lives.
No, you are a wannabe cop that has a CB radio in your living room, and you think that you can do something. I'll tell you a little secret. If I was out with a black girl and you tried to arrest me, this Kansas farm boy would open up a can of whip ass on you in a heartbeat.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I wear a blue armband, so we are fully recognizable.
I wear a John Deere farm cap. That means I drive a John Deere tractor. Does that mean you're going to arrest me?
No, I'm talking about a blue armband. When you see the blue armband, you know it's the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right,
well,
so
you're nothing, though, but you are not. Do you carry a gun?
Do I carry a gun?
Yeah.
I don't need to.
Okay, well, you try to arrest me, my little friend, and I'll tell you what, I would whip you in a heartbeat.
I know a few techniques. Well, I'm not going to try to arrest you, sir. I'm just going to find out if the black lady that you're with is feeling okay. She's not nervous about anything.
Okay, well, no, let me ask you this. No joke, I'm being serious.
And I can talk to you about
tractors. How would you take somebody and put somebody in somebody's house and arrest them?
We take them down to Bill Thompson's house right now because his wife isn't home.
Okay, but someone's going to let you take them and put them there?
What are you laughing at?
I just don't see how you can take somebody and without them wanting to go and arrest them.
Well, let's put it this way. If you see two blue armbands and just one of you, I think one of you loses, all right?
No.
I'll tell you one thing. If I'm distracting you by talking about farms and, you know, growing corn or whatever, before you know it, you're over at Bill Thompson's house.
No, I don't
because
think
you're
so.
Because you've been distracted. We're talking about growing corn.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on for a minute. This guy's out with a black girl. You approach him. You determine that she's nervous. So you start talking to him about growing corn, and before he knows it, he's at Bill Thompson's house in the closet.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, have you ever tried to wrestle 800-pound steer?
I've eaten steer. I've never tried to wrestle one. I wouldn't know.
Well, so have I.
You know, I wouldn't try to wrestle one. What sense does that make?
Well, what I'm saying is that's what I do every day of my life. And if you think that you and your little Nazis can arrest me, my little friend, you got another thing coming.
Look, we'd have you over at Bill Thompson's before you could say... Corn pone.
I'll tell you what, you send 20 of your favorite Nazis to Kansas, I'll get 10 of my farm buddies, and we will whip y'all of you before you even have a heartbeat.
We'd have you, Bills, before you could say one of your favorite words. Ready? Cornhole.
No.
Okay,
You?
You're in corn country, aren't you?
No, this is wheat country and beef country.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You made some very good points there about the fascistic nature.
No, I resent that.
No, it's fascistic nature of what you're doing, pulling people over because Denise Brown happens to, in your opinion, have the hots for OJ, so you want to make sure all white women are safe this weekend. You got to be nuts. You know that?
I said that we talked to white guys with black girls, too.
And distract them by talking about growing corn. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
First of all, OJ's a knucklehead, but I'm a black guy, and it doesn't mean we're all knuckleheads, okay? I'm a police officer, too.
God bless you.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
God bless you, sir.
Excuse me?
I say God bless you for the great work you do.
Yeah, well, you're not a police officer, okay? I've never heard of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
We do wear a blue armband.
Okay, well, tell you what, buddy. That blue armband, you better have some backup, because if you try to apprehend me or my wife and we're walking in West L.A., I'm going to tell you right now, I am armed. You try to apprehend me or my wife, you're going to have yourself a situation.
But wait a minute, sir. You're with a black woman. Why would I want to bother you?
I'll be with a white woman. My wife is married.
Ooh.
My
Ooh.
Wife is my
Ooh.
Wife. She's
Ouch.
White.
Ow. Ow. That hurts.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what hurts well, about
what?
It?
You know what's going to hurt if you try to apprehend me? I'm going to tell you right now.
No, I'm not going to apprehend you. I'll distract
you. You think you're going to distract this guy with a basketball?
You're not going to distract us. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. If I see anybody with a blue armband approaching me, I'm going to identify myself. I'm going to put my gun leg back. I'm going to tell you to disperse and stand out of my way, okay?
Wait a second.
You're not approaching me on my wife.
That sounded fantastic. Could you say that again? Because that I so in my whole life have wanted to say...
What are you talking about?
No, the way he said, put his gun leg back. And what was the other thing?
Hey, guy, let me
tell
you something.
Tell me to disperse.
Hey.
Oh, God, I want to do that.
And this Bill Thompson...
Listen to this guy, man. You want to do what?
I just want to tell someone to disperse the way he did.
You know what? You're not playing with a full deck. I never heard of Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Sir, we are in a...
You take me to Bill Thompson's house. He'll be booked and arraigned with you underneath the jail.
Did you hear that? Bill Thompson's going... By the time his wife and kids get back, Bill ain't going to be there.
Well, wait a minute. That's the substation we're using this weekend.
A substation? Is this an apartment you said?
Yeah, listen. That's our radio and stuff.
Hey, that's a scanner, buddy. You know what?
Hey, you're a police officer. Tell me if I'm doing this right. Yeah, 25-43-61. We've got a guy trying to get into a house. I don't know how to say it.
What are you doing, Santos?
Hold on. I just want to ask the guy. He's a cop. How do you say a guy's getting into a house?
I say you have the right to remain silent if you try to approach me or my wife. I'm going to tell you right now, Citizens Auxiliary Police do not exist. If they do, you guys are totally illegal.
Can I ask you a question? Hey, aren't you afraid of one of the sisters is going to be hunting down your wife for stealing the Alabama black snake?
No, because you know what? Wife is a police officer, too. She'll back me up just like my partner will. Okay, so you might have two hot spots in the bush right there. Do not mess with us, buddy.
All right, officer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're LAPD?
Yes, sir.
Well, very good talking with
that. Oh, man, that is fantastic. And I'm not going to hurt you, or I won't even go near you. If you tell me you're a cop, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other people you're going to be harassing this weekend. And that's the part that bothers me. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that this guy is causing more damage. If he was to walk up to me... And if I was with a black man, he would probably end up causing more problems than if he was to leave people alone. He has no right to walk up to anybody.
Well, you would never be with a black man, though, right, ma'am?
No, you don't know that.
Well,
you don't know me.
I can tell by the sound of your voice, you stay right with that white stuff, don't you?
Well, you know what, sir? You know I have no respect for you whatsoever.
You do, don't you?
And you need to take a course on cultural diversity
no
and
kidding.
Learn what it is.
Boy, no kidding, man. You are...
Ma'am, I wear the blue armband of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You know what? You wear a white mask. Are you burning crosses at night?
Wait
Come
a second.
You're in the
no.
two,
Hold
you
on.
Are,
you're talking
are in
about the Klan.
The year 2000,
wait,
not 1500.
Burning crosses, you're talking about the Klan Klux, what do you call that?
I am talking,
Klux
you are fascist.
The Klan Klux Clue. The Ku Klux Klan.
You are right. Probably part of the Ku Klux Klan. You
the
probably
Klu?
Would hurt anybody you got trapped in your little room, and you would probably sexually abuse them because you
sexually?
Are so fixated.
Boy, are you fixated on sex? Sexually abuse them. Hey, by the way, Phil, you want to hear something? This is true. I knew a guy by the name of Ed Ku Klux, and he was part of the Ku Klux Klan because that was his family.
You know,
you are a real moron.
I'm a moron.
Really, really, really need to get with the program, dude. You're going to cause more problems by trying to pull people over. And try to distract them. You're not going to distract them. You're going to get black eyes and bloody noses, and you're going to be hurt. You're not protecting anyone.
Not
okay?
If I got that bottle of Old English 40
you
ounce Old English.
You are not saving anybody's lives, and you are a horrible testament to people who are out there saving lives, like the last gentleman that was just on the phone. You make their jobs worse.
Thank you.
unbelievable.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, duly authorized...
What a moron.
...swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, arrangers, or the highway...
The citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill,
Jesus.
And courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Remember, when you see the blue armband...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Turn your radio off. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show. Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
So, Ted Bell is an idiot. Ted Bell's an egomaniac. I mean, who's ever even heard of Ted Bell?
Ted's a Beverly Hills steakhouse.
Yeah, Ted's a Beverly Hills. That's like a mom-and-pop operation. You're
is
comparing
that right?
A tiny business to a guy who's revolutionized the whole world.
I'm talking about a successful business that the government's going to come after because it's an original idea.
You know what? The government couldn't care less about you, Ted.
Ted Bell.
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but...
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Ted Bell is worth right now, and I'm talking liquid, $30 million.
Oh.
Okay?
$3 million.
Did that come from your inventing
the rum and coke? Is that the rum and coke thing, or is that the salad fork that brought that in for you?
Okay, Ted Bell is getting a little angry.
Well, you know what, Ted Bell? Come and get some, Ted.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You just
you come into my restaurant, you have a steak, you put your lips around my meat, you tell me if it isn't the best you've ever had.
You know what?
Okay.
You'd know more about putting lips around meat than I would. Obviously.
I'm serious. You come on in and you
You know the guy's making fun of you, Ted.
No, nobody makes fun of Ted Bell. Come on in. Sink your teeth into one of my steaks. You tell me whether I'm full of it.
You know what, Ted? I mean, have they tried your steaks in Japan? I mean, are your steaks all the way around the world?
My steaks are well-known across the country because we've got an original idea. Yes, we were the first to use aluminum foil on our baked potatoes. Yes, we were the first to have the Ted. And if you don't get that, then you don't get business. I'm Ted Bell.
All right.
So are you saying the rest of the country has ripped you off with that aluminum foil on the baked potato?
What I'm saying to you is very simply this. I'm the first to put aluminum foil around a baked potato. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I guess you're getting ripped off then because you can go to any, like, Coco's and find the same thing. So I feel real bad for you. I guess you're losing money.
No, don't feel bad for me. What you're seeing there is, Microsoft got ripped off too, but where there's a good idea, there's two good ideas. Ted Bell will survive if the government stays out of his business. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, sir.
Good luck, Ted. But you know what? I think you don't have anything to worry about.
There's Ted. There's Ted Bell. And that was a little replay from yesterday's show. The thing about putting tin foil around barbecued products, though, have you ever tried it around corn on the cob? Now, of course you have, but have you ever tried getting corn on the cob that's still in the husk and barbecuing it like that, man? That's awesome. And all you got to do is soak. What am I doing? A cooking show? Just call me Bobby Flay. Have you seen that guy's show, Bobby Flay's show? It's fantastic. And his book, Boy Meets Grill. It's great. Bobby Flay. You got that book, man? You got to get that. Because this cat's got some fantastic recipes in there. Feast or Famine. Oh, yeah, those two guys. Remember that we mentioned them on the air? Have you got the tape? I want to see the Feast or Famine tape. These are two guys that just go into somebody's kitchen and turn whatever you got in your house into a gourmet meal. And they, like, bring a cooler full of beer. So they start sucking brews and smoking cigars. And they start making, are they smoking dope, too? That's great. So in what bull crap? In one episode, the Feast or Famine guys come start blasting up. Oh, that's beautiful. So they come in with a bong and a cooler full of beer, and what they think they're making, they think it tastes good, but in point of fact, it's unedible. This is great. Were you ever stoned and made yourself a mayonnaise sandwich and thought it was like you were having something out of a deli? Anyway, I would like to see that tape, Mike. Thank you very much for that. I don't have time, especially in my house. By the way, I got some good news on the pool today. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm only going to open my mouth about that stinging pool when the thing is finally done. And then we'll have a big broadcast from there. We'll do a cut the ribbon on the Henry Pool thing, and we'll do a big broadcast, and maybe we'll get... maybe anybody know anything about the Tiger Lilies and how we can maybe get them to play? Because I've just got recently turned on to this group. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal... they're a phenomenon. There's nothing like them in music. These guys are just way out there. And we've got to score a few of their tapes and albums and stuff, and then maybe get them out here to play the opening of my pool. The big first cannonball in Phil's pool broadcast. That's what we're going to call it, live from the Henry home. And then we'll have, like, all kinds of extreme acts, like Tiger Lilies and, you know, they might be Giants, whatever. What's that other group you guys were talking about? Some other crappy band. And definitely do that. But anyway, make a long story short. So you take that corn, man, you keep it in the husk, you set it on the barbecue, you soak it for 30 minutes first. You want it to be wet. Then you lay it on the barbecue, then you go smoke two bowlfuls and see flames coming from your barbecue, run out there, open the lid, and the corn's on fire. And you have got yourself a barbecue treat that you'll never forget. How many times have you looked out at your barbecue and you've seen flames coming from under the lid? And you go out there and pull the lid off, and it's a little charred, but it ain't bad. Happens to me all the time. My wife insists. She says to me, don't ever flip the meat. Don't ever flip your meat, Phil. Keep it just the way it is. And I'll say, what are you talking about? She said, just leave it there and let it cook for 10 minutes and then go out there. Well, I've always learned that the secret to good barbecuing is turning your meat constantly. Always be looking at your meat and turning it. And she says, no, no, leave it on the grill for like, so sure enough, I leave it there for 10 minutes, flames leaping out from underneath that thing, man, it's like Alamogordo, 1944, it's like it's radioactivity. I go out there, I open the lid, black as the ace of spades on one side. And if there's one thing that you can eat that's absolutely unedible and you don't want to go near, it's overcooked chicken. It's the worst thing on earth. I would rather eat chicken raw than eat dried out overcooked chicken. I'd rather eat raw chicken, take my chances with trigonosis. I don't care. Same goes for pork. And there must be something about, boy, have I got the white man gene, because I love pork. Eat it all the time. Pork chops, bacon, pork roast, pork butt, you name it. I could never, ever put on a bow tie, man, and sell that Elijah Muhammad Speaks thing because I love that pork. And frankly, I haven't got the complexion for it. So that just means that things are moving along beautifully in my life. Why don't I just go ahead and put a bow tie on and sell a Final Call right out here in the street corner and see what happens? You ever walk up to one of those cats and ask him for a copy? See a guy with a bow tie and he's selling Final Call newspaper and he's only selling it to black folks going by, right? The Muslims, you walk up, hey, yeah, how much for the paper, son? I don't think that'll work. And I know I'm screwing around, and I know I'm making jokes, and I know that I'm making laughs about things that I shouldn't. I don't even know what danger I'm putting myself in by making jokes about that kind of crap. But I know that somewhere out there, there's got to be at least one Muslim with a sense of humor. Just one. Because some of the communications we've been having with them lately, and it ain't exactly been, a party favor. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show.